Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Sunday, the 26th of July. Much improved performance from the Warriors. England take control after topsy-turvy day. The Phoenix are held to a draw. The Hurricanes win a thriller. And the Sals NBL finish up their regular season before heading into the finals. We also have updates from the ANZ Premiership, tennis, UFC, and golf as well. Yes, there is lots and lots to talk about. And I've not even mentioned the football yet. So great to have you here. So you can start your day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. And let's kick off with that football news. Yes, the Wellington Phoenix were held to a 1-1 draw by Adelaide United. This season climb up to second in the table ahead of Melbourne City. But both the Phoenix and Melbourne City are on 40 points. The only difference is that Phoenix have a 1 point better goal difference than Melbourne City. So, boy, oh boy, it's by the narrowest of margins. We're going to have to keep a close eye on how those two battle it out as we head towards finals in the A-League. Also yesterday, in a lower table clash, Melbourne Victory came up short against Western United 1-2 there. Over in the Belarusian Premier League, our favourite league that we've been following all the way through lockdown, beat Dynamo Brest 2-0, and Belashina came up short against Neyman Gordon 0-1. Various games further down the table there. Dynamo Minsk and Gorodaya are playing at the moment. Currently, Dynamo Minsk lead that one 1-0. Neyman Gordon with that win climbed up to third in the table, into the European places. So a good result for them in that game. Moving on to the cricket then. At the beginning of day two, the West Indies made good inroads into the England batting lineup. They got Pope, who didn't manage to add to his 91 overnight score, and Butler, as well as Wokes, out all cheaply. A quick fire half century, 62 off only 45 balls by Stuart Broad. Swung things back in England's favour, and England finished at 369 all out. England's bowlers then set to work against the West Indies and reduced West Indies to 137 for six. No one really got going. Campbell top scored with 32, no one else really got going. Holder and Dorwich are still in there on 24 and 10 respectively. So yes, a long way back for a lot of batting required from the tail or from the lower order there from West Indies to really save or really get themselves back into this game. Currently, they trail England by 232 runs with four wickets remaining in that first innings. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen now, who's going to take us through our birthdays.
Yes, thank you, Paul, and good morning to everybody. What is our Sunday? I hope you're enjoying your weekend and birthdays today. A current New Zealand pro golfer, a former Warrior, and finally an Auckland and Otago All Black. Keith Mears on this day, the 26th of July 1974, is a New Zealand former rugby union prop and assistant coach of the Highlanders in the Super Rugby competition. Mears played 42 tests for the All Blacks between 1998 and 2004, scoring 10 test tries. He played provincial rugby for Otago and Auckland and played for the Blues in Super Rugby 12. Sid Edu, born this day, the 26th of July 1971, is a former New Zealand professional rugby league footballer who played in the 1990s. A Kiwi represented hooker, he played club football for the Auckland Warriors. And finally, Timothy Wilkins, born this day, the 26th of July 1978, is a New Zealand professional golfer from New Zealand. Wilkinson was born in Palmerston North and was educated at St. Peter's College. He won the New Zealand Stroke Play Championship in 2000 and turned professional in 2003. Wilkinson joined the second tier nationwide tour in 2005, but failed to win enough money to graduate directly to the PGA Tour. He finally obtained his PGA Tour card by finishing inside the top 25 at the 2007 qualifying school. That's it for birthdays this morning. I'll be back shortly with a lot of league news.
Thank you very much, Stephen. And you can hear our production team in the background there helping us get through our morning sports briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the go as well. Just download the New Zealand Sports Radio podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, or Acast. We're keeping it real here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Moving on to the Rugby Union. Wow, we had a cracking game in Super Rugby Aotearoa last night. The Crusaders finally lost at home after not losing a game in 4 years in Super Rugby. They did lose to the British and Irish Lions on that tour a couple of years ago. This one finished up 32-34 in the Hurricanes' favour. It was a to-and-fro first half with the Hurricanes just coming out ahead, 17-21, but coming into half-time. And the Crusaders kept fighting back, but never could get back into the lead in that second half, as the Hurricanes Hurricanes responded to everything that the Crusaders could throw at them. A couple of wonder tries in this one, where which you've got to see. One for 1-2 with Severin Bruce break. He throws a wide, wide pass that hits grass, but Bridge hacks it on the half volley and chases it in to score the try. So, yes, wonderful play. A wonder try there. So do, if you haven't seen it already, do catch up on that one. That was followed up by the Force versus the Brumbies. The Brumbies got a couple of early tries off the back of the scrum and off a turnover to take a 12-0 lead. And then basically absorbed all the pressure that the Force could throw at them for most of the rest of the game. A couple of scores in the second half meant that it finished 0-24 to the Brumbies in that one. Also, we had the parliamentary rugby game, and Dr. Ashley Bloomfield helped his Centurions 15 beat the parliamentary team 19-10 in that game. Hopefully, I'll be having an interview with one of the players from that game on the Long Talk next week, where obviously we'll talk about their sporting journey or her sporting journey. She was the only female player in that game yesterday that I'm aware of, I believe. Do join us for that, and say we'll talk about her sporting journey and how she became part of the parliamentary rugby team. That brings us to date with all of your union news. Don't forget to join us this evening at 8 p.m. for the Super Rugby review, where we'll go through all four games from Super Rugby Aotearoa and Super Rugby AU. I'll hand you back now to Stephen, who'll take us through the sport that just keeps on giving.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning again, everybody, in league news this morning. A much improved performance from the Warriors, but they still go down. The Sharks win despite a great St. George Dragons comeback, and there's a bit more to talk about that particular result. And the Raiders ground out a tough win, and we'll preview the upcoming games today, but we'll start with that Warriors performance. The Sydney Roosters have come from behind to outclass a valiant Warriors outfit 18-10 in a tight tussle on the back of a masterclass from Luke Carey at Central Coast Stadium. Carey finished with a try assist and a try, but it was his pinpoint kicking game that choked the Warriors out of the contest. James Tedesco was another star for the Tricolours with 228 run metres, 7 tackle busts and an offload and a line break assist to outmatch Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Warriors winger Ken Mamalo opened the scoring with a try in the 5th minute to put the defending premiers under pressure. The Roosters back rower Satili Tupou-Niaua crashed over to level the scores in the 23rd minute. Warriors young gun Eliasa Katoa barged over just before the halftime break with a try to make it 10-6. The Roosters got off to a strong start in the second half with Luke Kearney pouncing on a ricochet off his own grubber to give the Roosters the lead. Rooster centre Joey Manu dived over after some repeated pressure from the Tricolours to all but seal the result. The Warriors had a couple of chances late, but the Roosters held on to move in to the top of 4. Very much improved from the Warriors, but eventually going down 18-10. In our second match of triple header Saturday, the Sharks came away, have shored up their spot in the top 8 with a tense 28-24 win over the St. George Dragons. The Dragons opened the scoring after just 4 minutes as Tyrell Fuia Maunor went over. Cronulla hit back shortly after, albeit in a controversial circumstances as the bunker ruled Jack Williams pounced on the ball before Matt Duffy. There was controversy surrounding the Dragons' next try too as Zach Lomax went over to score despite the Sharks protesting a knock-on during the set. It was all the Sharks from there, though, as Sione Katoa sliced over before Short Johnson weaved his magic to extend the home side's lead. Will Kennedy pushed the deflect out to 8 points by the break. Cronulla dominated the opening 10 minutes of the game, and Aaron Woods crashed over to push the lead out to 14 points in the 43rd minute. The Dragons seemingly being strangled out of the contest before back-to-back tries saw them burst back into contention despite the slippery conditions. First, a beautiful flick pass from Matt Duffy put Lomax over for a second, then a miraculous pass back on the inside from Lomax ended up in the arms of Mikaeli Ravalawa, who reduced the buffer to 4 points. It was a nervy finish for the Sharks as the Dufty appeared to claim the match-winning try, but would be denied as Cronulla held on. The final score against Sharks 28, Dragons 24. Now, there was some reaction in and around the bunkers at the end of this match. The bunker officials Steve Clark and Ben Galea had been dropped after incorrectly awarding a try to Cronulla forward Jack Williams in the 28-24 defeat of St. George last night. The Dragons fullback Mac Duffy appeared to have grounded the ball first, and as he tried to challenge the decision on the field after insisting he had grounded the ball first, apparently they didn't go through with it, the bunker, but it was clearly seen that the fullback had grounded the ball, although a try was awarded to the Sharks. It was an absolute shocker. And I know Paul McGregor at the aftermatch conference was just basically shrugging his shoulders, saying, how does this happen? Everybody saw what happened, but obviously they've got the decision wrong and the two bunker officials have paid the ultimate price. And in our final game last night, Canberra has ground out a tough win in the wet over a gallant South Sydney side, but have more injury woes to the growing casualty list. Star fullback Chance Nicole Klotstedt suffered a gruesome finger injury in the gritty 18-12 victory And also the Raiders winger Jordan Rapana left the field late in the game with concussion. The fullback must be cursed because he went from the wing to fullback, and obviously he's been injured as well. Nick Kotrick died over in the corner to get the Raiders on the board minutes later. Jackson Croker went to extend the Raiders' lead, but it didn't deter the Bunnies too much as Dane Gagai scored their first try midway through the first half to make it 10-6. Adam Reynolds crossed the stripe in the 25th minute, and suddenly the visitors had the lead. The Raiders were denied a try when the bunker ruled out an obstruction penalty, and the score stayed at 10-12 in South Sydney's favour until halftime. The Raiders drew level with a penalty kick in the 48th minute, and then a fullback, Nicole Klockstead, left the field with that bad finger injury. Raiders rookie Sam Valame scored a freakish try, scored in his first NRL in the 57th minute to give the home side the lead, and then the rain started coming down hard in the nation's capital, which made it very, very difficult for the Bunnies to come back. Croker nailed the sideline conversion to make it 18-12, and despite the Bunnies having much of the ball in the last 20 minutes and field territory, the defence of the Raiders held strong. So that final score again, Canberra Raiders 18, South Sydney at 12, and we'll have a quick look at the last two games of the round coming up today. Wow, we are in round 11. It is just ticking along nicely. So that first game later today, we'll be at 5 past 6 kickoff New Zealand time. That's the Titans versus the Penrith Panthers, and that's at Cyber Super Stadium in the Gold Coast, and the final game of the round coming up today will be actually, I beg your pardon, the very first game is the Newcastle Knights versus Canterbury Bulldogs, and that's at 4 p.m. today, so that could be 6 p.m. New Zealand time, stand to be corrected. And then the later game is the Titans v the Panthers, and that pretty much wraps up our NRL. But just before I go away, a couple of things just to let you know, the Betfred Super League in UK starts in 7 days' time when St. Helens reboot the season with a game against the Catalans next week. So something to look forward to. And just finally, Paul, just want to thank everybody at the Waitemata Rugby Club yesterday for being very comforting when I was there to cover the Eden Waitemata game, which was truly the game of the round yesterday. And also thanks to all the players as well for the interviews. It was just a great day. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Yeah, and I had a wonderful day yesterday at East Tamaki, where they came up short against the table topping Auckland Marist as well. And to get a full roundup of all of the club action from the here in New Zealand, or at least from the top half of the North Island, do join Stephen and myself. We'll have a couple of guests as well on the Driving Mall show at 8 p.m. on Monday evenings, or you can listen to the recordings on the podcast. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, or Acast. Moving on then to the ANZ Premiership, and the Pulse continue their domination there, beating the Stars 46-36 to extend their lead at the top of the table. They're now 10 wins from 10 and nearly have twice as many points as the Mystics in second. You can't see them getting, or they're not going to get caught before the end of the season. And today there is a double header up in Auckland at the Auckland Netball Centre in St. John's. First off, there's a Tactics versus the Stars starting at 5 p.m. and followed by the Southern Steel versus the Mystics at 7 p.m. Remember, this is the last weekend before the ANZ Premiership returns to their homes. So if you want to see those teams and you live in Auckland, get along to the Auckland Netball Centre. This could be your last chance to see your team. Moving on into the Souths NBL, and they finished up their regular season with three games yesterday. The Canterbury Rams ended a 10-game losing streak to win 85-64 over the Franklin Bulls. The Nelson Giants beat the Otago Nuggets 97-74, and the Auckland Huskies beat the Manawatu Jets 93-82. A couple of upsets in that one. in there. If you think the Otago Nuggets finished top, and Manu Two Jets also finished second, despite those losses. So I think resting a few players, looking towards the finals series. The Auckland Huskies finished in third, with the Taranaki Mountaineers in fourth, the only team not to take part yesterday. They'd already finished up all of their games. The Franklin Bulls are in fifth, the Nelson Giants in sixth, and the Canterbury Rams down there in seventh. So the finals series will kick off next week. I will try and put together a video for supporters of New Zealand Sports Radio over on drivingmore.com to explain how the finals series will work. So look out for that video. As I say, it'll be over there on drivingmore.com, where you can go to help support independent sports radio and all this coverage that we do provide for you. Moving on then, in the UFC, and Darren Till and Robert Whittaker will be facing off on Fight Island for the last set of things there. Just excuse me for a sec. Just going to sneeze. I'll try and mute you while I'm doing that. This will be the final. They'll be in the middleweight because they're both fighting out. Because the winner of this will probably take on Israel Adesanya for a title fight before the end of the year. And we've already heard that, or the rumors are that Israel will be headlining a UFC fight here in New Zealand. So you'd expect that would be the fight that we're talking about. 400 fighters have flown out to Abu Dhabi's for the events in Fight Island. I think on the whole, they've been pretty, run a successful event over there. Moving on to the tennis. Yes, and it's all a bit chaotic in the tennis at the moment. It's world number two. Simona Halep is down to play in the Palermo Ladies Open, which is to restart the women's or the WTA. It looks like she might have to miss that because Italy has imposed a 14-day quarantine for people travelling from Romania, it could struggle to get people at, or to get players at that event. Currently, to the event organizers are trying to get an exemption for her an exemption for players to travel to the event. We'll see how that one pans out. The Australian Open said that they are looking at, they're still planning on running their event at the normal time of the year, with obviously biosecurity measures and fewer spectators. They're monitoring how the US Open and the French Open go to see what they can learn from those events before finalizing their processes for the tournament in January. They said that they probably will not be able to have overseas guests or overseas spectators, which normally takes about 15% of the crowds. But they've said that there could be an exemption for New Zealand, so depending on immigration rules next year. So hey, we may be the only people who can travel over and watch the Australian Open. Finally, in the golf, Ryan Fox has had a good weekend at the British Masters, or a good 4 days there. He stumbled a bit in the third round, where he had an even round, which saw him slip back. But a final round of three under par saw him finish on 11 under par and with tied eighth in the tournament. So a good result for Ryan Fox, the son of the rugby player Grant Fox. Paratore held on at the top to win tournament, the Italian there. Hogard from Norway finished second, and Harding from South Africa finished third with one over in the final round. He slipped back there in his challenge. Unfortunately, the other Kiwi golfer in the tournament, Campbell, Michael Campbell missed out on the cut and so didn't get to play on the final 2 days of the tournament. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the run. Just download the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Acast. Please do help support the channel by telling your friends about it. Word of mouth is the best way and recommendations for us to grow the channel help us still be able to get around all those club games and cover all these different sports. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Join us this evening at 8 p.m. for the Super Rugby Review.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.